Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Implied. This is October 3rd, 2025. Glad you're here. Let's make sense of what just happened with TransUnion. So here's the shocker. The stock just tanked about 11% in a single session. Why? FICO announced it's going to license its mortgage credit scores directly to resellers, cutting out the credit bureaus as middlemen. That's huge. For years, TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax basically had a toll booth on that process. They'd package and resell the scores. If lenders can just bypass them, that's a direct hit to margins. No wonder Wall Street freaked out. And it's not like TransUnion was having a bad year before this. Q2 numbers looked solid, revenue up about 10% year over year, EPS jumping to 56 cents from 44 cents, and they even raised their full year guidance. They've been buying back shares too, so confidence was high. But then you layer in this FICO bombshell, and suddenly the story changes from steady compounder to, is the business model under attack? By the way, they're also still dealing with that July cyber breach that exposed data from more than 4 million Americans. TransUnion said no core credit files were compromised, but come on, names, social security numbers, dates of birth, that's sensitive enough. Add in potential lawsuits and regulatory pressure, and the trust question gets louder. This is one of those moments where the fundamentals and the stock diverge. On paper, the business is growing, but the combination of a reputational hit from the hack and the structural risk from FICO's new model makes it harder to just treat this as a dip buy. Of course, the catch is that TransUnion's global footprint and strong financials give them breathing room. But long term, they need to prove they add more value than just being a toll collector. So basically, it's still a solid company, but the moat looks a lot shallower than it did a week ago. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.